Mr. Zakir Hussain, the tabla training is very long and intense in India. How was it for you to learn to play?
Well, tabla training has to start very early.
Yes.
In India, I was very young, and for the first 3 years, I only did the singing of the rhythm, not playing the tabla.
Yes.
And then after that, I started playing tabla, and it took another 12 years. And then I started playing as assistant to my teacher, behind him a little bit. And that went on for another 5 or 6 years before I was allowed to go play concerts. So by the time I was 16 or 17, it was okay for me to play. But the training was definitely for about 14, 15 years straight.
Yes.
And then...
How important is for a percussionist to be a complete musician?
It's important for any percussionist anywhere in the world, not just yes. India, to be a complete musician, because we have to play with singing, with instrumental music, with dance, with everything. So we have to know the material,
yes.
the repertoire
yes.
of all the musicians.
Yes.
So therefore, it's important that we learn a little bit of singing, a little bit of instrument playing, all that, so that we can be better players for all the type of music.
Your international career started in the 70s in the United States. How was it for you, the impact with the American culture?
Well, first of all, I was 19 years old, and I came to play in USA for the first time. But the most important thing for me was that I was playing for the great Ravi Shankar.
Yes.
And so I was very young, and he was the greatest master. And so for me, that was a very big impact, and very, very important to play with him, because that made it easier for the audience to listen to me, and also easier for me to become famous, because playing with Ravi Shankar was a big exposure.
An honor, yes.
Honor and exposure.
Yes.
And that allowed me to also meet many other musicians who came to see him play and saw me also. And John McLaughlin was one of them. John Handy was another one of them. Mickey Hart of Grateful Dead was the other one. They all came to see the concerts and they saw me. So Mickey Hart, John McLaughlin, John Handy, all these came to see Ravi Shankar and they saw me. And so they invited me to play with them. And so it became a very big chance for me, very important.
How was it for you to record in 1973 with George Harrison?
It was, a blessing, because George Harrison is one of the greatest musicians of the planet. And he gave me a chance to play with him and to be on his record, Living in the Material World. And it was great to play with him and spend some time with him, because I learned a lot about not only playing non-Indian kind of music, but also the way to record and how to be in the studio and how to produce and which mics to use and all that stuff. So it was a great exposure for me to play with him. And from him, I also learned how to appreciate my music,
yes,
my Indian music, because the way he loved Indian music and he loved to study with Ravi Shankar and everything, it made me understand and love my music even more.
Well, in 1975, you played for the first time with John McLaughlin. How would you define your long, extraordinary musical partnership with him?
It was career-changing. It was a great lesson in understanding of jazz. From an Indian point of view, John did not just play with me and have me play with him. He also taught me how to listen to jazz, what to look for and what's important about jazz. And he taught me about harmony and counterpoints and chord systems and everything. So it was really a great time for me to learn, and to play with John McLaughlin was one of the most important time in my life as a musician.
I read that your departed father, the great Ala Raka Khan, wasn't thrilled about you joining Shakti. In fact, in 1987 he said Shakti was not Indian music, it was not American music. They made something else. Some numbers I like, some numbers I don't like. I told to Zakir not to do that. Uh-huh. Any comments, Mr. Hussain?
Yes, it's true. I mean, he was very concerned that I must play traditional Indian music. And so when I started to play with Shakti, he felt that maybe I will stop playing Indian music.
Yes.
And so he was worried about that. But I told him that please do not worry, because I'm playing with Shakti and I'm playing with different artists, or Mickey Hart, Grateful Dead and all that. But I will never stop playing my Indian music, and I will come always to India to learn more and to play more Indian music. He still was concerned, but for the next 8 or 9 years, I did what I told him I will do. After that, he was okay.
Mm-hmm. Also, your father once said that to be a good tabla concert, you should also be able to sing.
Yes, it is true. Like I said earlier, yes, I had to study earlier, yes. to learn in singing. So I have learned to sing.
You are also a prolific composer. You've also composed on commission for jazz festivals, ballet and film. What would you like your musical legacy to show?
I always want to be known as a student of music. Whenever it's, and also I'm looking and listening to my music, so when I do that, I see something different in my music which I had not seen before, because it's right under my nose. And so it is nice to do that. My father also told me once that you don't have to be a master, just try to be a good student.
Yes.
So I follow that logic, and I learn all the time when I'm playing with people. So I want to be remembered as a good student of music. That's my legacy.
A word about the world we live in.
Could be better. And I hope that we realize that it can be better and we try to do it.
And my final question is, what is for you the meaning of life?
The moment we live in, to make it the best you can. That's as far as I'm concerned. Yes.